Welcome back in everyone to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We have one of the hottest shows here in New York joining us today. And here to talk about that, we've got the playwright and performer Maya Novy and the director Michael Breslin. They're joining us to talk about Invasive Species, which is playing now through June 30th at Vineyard's Dimson Theater. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting invasivespeciesplay.com. This is a fabulous, fabulous show that we are so excited is here in New York and is having a stellar run right now. So let's go ahead and jump into everything and welcome on our guests. Maya, Michael, welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you both so much for joining me today and bringing this fabulous show that is on the lips of a lot of people here in New York. This is so wonderful to finally get to talk with you. So Maya, let's start with you and have you tell us a bit about what this show is about.
This show is about a real experience that's about my life, but the starting point of the play was while I was a student at Yale in my last year, I got involuntarily admitted into the Yale Youth Psychiatric Ward. And I got accidentally put in the ward of children, young teens from like 13 to 16. And I was 25 at the time, I'm 27 now. And I had a lot of diary entries from my time there, and I sort of assembled them into this play. It was a very early draft that Michael's read very early on before we did our first reading at La Mama, and he really liked it and was excited to dive into it.
That was fantastic.
So, yes.
So what was the antithesis that inspired you to put this show together, Maya?
Well, I initially started writing it mostly as a way to process all of the confusion of my time at the psych ward, and then also I guess I am pretty new to the United States. I came from Argentina and went for school to go to Yale for acting. So that was like 2018. And I was sort of new to New York and a little bit overwhelmed by like, what's my first step out of school? And I think writing was a way both to process, but also set my center of gravity in this earth. And it wasn't intended to be a play until my husband Amalda, who's a dramaturg, read it and was like, wait, this could potentially be a play.
Fantastic. Now, Michael, how is it that you came upon this piece?
So Amalta, Maya's husband, and I were in the same cohort when we studied dramaturgy in graduate school. And I met Maya when we were both in grad school together, and I was immediately charmed, disturbed, and attracted to by her charisma, her whole personhood. I found to be and still find to be electric and very singular. So when Maya and Amalta came to me with this draft of the play, I like immediately read it, and I was so struck by how brave Maya was being by putting her story in this format. And it was very odd and weird, which I really like. And we share the same sense of humor. So I found it very funny too. Yeah. And that's how I began to work on it. And I think our collaboration has been so fantastic because she's an amazing collaborator and a great writer.
That is wonderful. Well, Michael, what has it been like developing this particular iteration that's on right now at the Vineyard Theater?
So we had done a workshop run essentially of this play last summer at the Tank, which is a fabulous theater, of course, in Midtown. And that was an incredible step in the development of the piece because I was able to work with Maya on her amazing play and, you know, doing readings and notes. And Maya did so much rewriting for that version. And then we began to work with our fabulous designers, Max Neely Cohen and Jesse Char on sound, and Yi Chen Zhu on lights, which was amazing. And we really found the physical world and like how the piece could move, also with our choreographer Beth Gill last summer. And then they got to do this amazing thing that I wish for all new plays, where they got to do a very long run, the cast. And they learned so much. We learned so much from just doing that run of the play. And then leading up to this bird at the Vineyard, Maya was very diligent and incredible at continuing to rewrite and hone and refine her story, and made a huge leap forward in changing the ending, which I thought was really brave and cool of her.
That's fantastic. Maya, with this piece, with this brilliant piece and personal piece, is there a message or thought you hope that audiences take away from your work?
I think ultimately this play is about making friends in unexpected places. And the teens, which, you know, I don't want to spoil it for you, but the teens that I met at the youth ward, which were way younger than me, I sort of fell in love with. I was so captivated by them, and how, even though they were way younger than me, they felt way wiser in many other ways. In a way, the world of the sideboard felt more sane than the world outside of it. So yeah, I think I want, you know, the ending is quite, people have expressed like I want to laugh, but it's also painful. It's this feeling, this deep feeling of contradiction, which I think is a really good place to walk out of the theater and lead to conversation after that.
Oh, I love that. That is a wonderful idea. And it leads to the final question for this first part, which I'm going to throw your way, Michael, and ask, who do you hope have access to this production of Invasive Species?
You know, I think our team has done an incredible job of making sure that this play is open to all audiences, especially young audiences that come from all different types of identities, but also life experiences and class backgrounds and everything. We want young people who love stories and love comedy and love even the internet. I think the internet is like a sort of energy in the play. We really love to welcome those young people into our house, but we also are really excited. Like, I was really excited when a family member of mine who's in her 60s came to see the play and was so moved by Maya's story that she's come back twice more. So she's seen the play three times, and she's not always a fan of what I do. Let's just say that. But I think it's a play that invites in many different types of audiences, and we just want as many people to see it.
Interviews, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better, pick your brains, if you will. And I know we're a little short on time, but I can't let you go without asking my favorite question to ask guests. And that, of course, is, what is your favorite theater memory?
I guess I remember I was in Argentina doing a version of Richard III, but in Spanish. And it was my first time, we were sort of improvising scenes. It was my first time improvising in front of people. And we had this girl who had brought a bunch of dresses and fabrics to explore in the scene. And I was so, I was so nervous. I peed myself. And my character was meant to be funny, and people were laughing, so it sort of worked. But the Argentinian teacher at the time was very strict about, like, you never leave the scene, you stay in the room. So just sitting in the uncomfortability of having an aureola of pee around my butt was quite remarkable.
That is a fabulous memory. I love it. Michael, what about you?
You know, I have no idea how to follow up that, but I was like, as an audience member, as an audience member, you know, something I'll never forget was like This is so gay, but like in the BART Share South Pacific, when like the stage moved back to reveal the orchestra during the overture, that will always stick with me. But also seeing Katie Mitchell's Miss Julie adaptation at the Schaubühne in Berlin was like a really shocking, eye-opening moment. So I'm either like super gay or super like annoying and pretentious. Those are my two.
I love those. Thank you for sharing those. You're neither. Don't even worry about it. Those are great memories. Thank you both.
For I'm sharing. All of them.
Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know, do either of you have any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Well, other than Invasive Species becoming the hottest movie to ever exist, which, you know, there's, let's just say that's coming.
Yeah.
Right, Maya?
Yeah. That's definitely coming. And we'll see what it becomes. The play is very cinematic. It moves like thunder. People who see it, it sort of doesn't give you a second to sort of zone out. And so in that sense, people have been very excited about how it could look as a movie. So that's cooking.
Love it.
And I have a theater company separate from Maya, though, you know, one day Maya will be in one of the shows called Fake Friends. And we have a few projects in development. We're doing workshops and readings and everything like that, but nothing is announced yet.
Very cool. So some stuff we're going to need to stay tuned for. And that leads to my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about Invasive Species or about either of you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
We have a very unique TikTok account that has brought a lot of, what's the word? The right amount of, what's it, you say, like when you create a little bit of
publicity.
Buzz.
It's buzzy and it's also creating a lot of discourse. There's a lot of debating and a lot of our TikToks. It's really fun. And then our Invasive Studios, which is the digital creative part of Invasive Species, which is our Instagram account. Just Amalta, my husband, Jesse Charles, sound designer, and me doing these videos that are very chic and unique, especially because theater marketing is not always very, in my opinion, as artistic as the play itself. So our Instagram is fed with very artistic and fun videos that give snippets of the universe. And it's Invasive Species Play. And our TikTok is also Invasive Species Play.
Wonderful. Well, Maya, Michael, thank you both so, so much for taking the time to stop by and share your incredible work. Truly, you should be very proud of this. This is a wonderful production. I'm so excited to see it. Just thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having a podcast like this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My guests today have been the incredible playwright and performer Maya Novy and the director Michael Breslin, who join us to talk about their great new show that's taking New York by storm, Invasive Species. It's playing now through June 30th at Vineyard's Dimson Theater, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting invasivespeciesplay.com. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting in our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But right now, you need to hurry over to that website, invasivespeciesplay.com. This is a show you will not want to miss. Again, the show is called Invasive Species, and it's playing now through June 30th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, keep talking about the theater in a stage whisper. Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.